Hi there. Well, first thing first, go get comfortable. Make sure that you're not gonna get interrupted. And I would suggest you listen to this before you're about to take a nap or go to sleep. Okay, and now that you're comfortable, I want you to be truthful with your emotions, how you feel, and what you think about those feelings. You can be as vulnerable as you want, and no one will know, not even me. You can take off that mask that's been worn for so long and be yourself right now, even if you think there's nothing much to show. Just be as truthful as you can. No judgment. This is your safe place. And for some of you that are new to this type of mindset, just a warning, you may feel cringy, guilty, or straight up fake. And it's okay. You're alone, no one judging. Just feel whatever you want. Just know that what I'm saying, I do mean it. Okay? All right. I want you to remember this. You are valid and you are worthy, as well as your feelings and emotions. Right now, you may not feel very good and not be able to figure out why. It can be very frustrating. Being aware of yourself and able to address it is wonderful. If you've done that, you are wonderful. You're doing great. But if you haven't, don't worry. It does take a lot of time and energy, but you're here. Something must be going the right way. Growth doesn't mean going up all the time. Sometimes you need to step back, have a look, to go forward again. Or maybe take a stroll on a straight line. Get used to the new you and prepare yourself to grow again. Now, what if you haven't even started? Well, you are here right now, listening to this. Seems like you are starting. Never too late, you know? And if you are starting, try not to get overwhelmed by the idea of it. Remember, you are in control. You can do it at any pace you want. And I want you to believe in it. Now, sometimes your brain doesn't agree with that, but hey, keep listening to this if you want. Come back to it. And it's okay to take baby steps. Like I said, at any pace you want, fast, slow. So, no matter where you're at, you are strong. At least I know it. But you don't need me or anyone to know it. You know it is the most important. You're obviously trying to do something here to help yourself, to grow yourself. Give yourself some credit. And don't you dare compare yourself to anybody else. I know some of you out there can't help it, but try to brush it off as fast as you can. Don't let it linger. You are you. And same with bad thoughts. It's just a thought. It can't hurt you unless you let it. Don't be so hard on yourself. You are not those thoughts. They can't define you. You can fight back the intrusive negativity with a positive one. You are human to have those thoughts, but remember, they can't define you. However, I'm not sugarcoating this. It may win sometimes. When you're at your most vulnerable, just remember not to give up. This isn't a test. Like, you literally cannot fail from this. And you have a bunch of redos. Just take as many as you need. The world isn't ending. Well, from how things are right now, it seems kind of it, but don't throw it away. Don't give up, like, on yourself. There's no absolute future. Don't ruin it for just an event in history. Even if it's actually ending, you shouldn't throw it away as well. Like you don't throw a person or an animal out because they're old, right? Weird analogy, but I hope you get it. Now, if you're going through something that's kind of hurt, first, I'm sorry that you have to go through it, and you may want to not feel anymore, but know that it's what makes you human, being able to feel. So I would suggest to let yourself feel. I don't know if this can help, but I can speak from experience that I like myself better when I'm able to feel than not. Even though it's definitely less painful then, I still don't want to go back. And if you want to talk or feel like having someone listen to you, go ahead. I encourage you to speak out as well, even if it feels like nonsense. I'll be quiet now. I'm sorry that you've been going through so much. Does it feel any better saying it out loud? Well, I hope so. If it does, I'm glad. If it doesn't, I'm really sorry. But hey, processing your feeling takes a lot. You're so good. You're doing great. I'm proud of you for going so far. Okay, trust yourself. Be the best you can. You deserve the best you. It's okay to be sad. That doesn't make you weak. Facing it actually proving that you're strong. So, believe in yourself. Most importantly, love yourself. Despite how cliche it is, it does help. You are your companion for the rest of time. So, don't put yourself down, especially when you're alone. Even as a joke, just don't. The criticism is good, shaming is not. But unless you're into that stuff and like it in play or scene, but that's not what we're talking about. It's okay to feel hurt, feel into the pain. Knowing that it's not gonna last forever, and there's nothing wrong with you. Your feelings are valid. You'll heal from it, and you're worthy of happiness. So, believe in yourself again. It all starts with you, if you want to be better. Okay? And I hope you do. Now go get that rest that you are very well deserved. Okay? Goodbye.